coming back at you. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue here. My name's Davlo. This is the morning show. It's the Radio Hut. And welcome to it every Wednesday. Got to talk with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Brooke on the phone with me this morning. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it is February, and of course, the month of hearts, Valentine's Day and Giving Hearts Day and things like that. So it's appropriate. We are talking heart health today. Brooke, what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so February is American Heart Month, kind of like you were just saying. All the hearts happen in February, so
right.
I thought, what better time to talk about it than now? So heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States for men and women and, like, I mean, all ethnic groups, all racial groups. So one in every four deaths in 2023 was caused by some sort of heart disease, per the CDC reports. So what kind of qualifies as heart disease is kind of a question that you're probably asking yourself, because disease is kind of an encompassing word, right?
So right.
We've got coronary artery disease, any, like, congenital heart defects that someone would be born with, arrhythmias, so you're thinking those, like, AFibs, those, you know, tachycardia, that kind of stuff, heart attacks, and any issues kind of involving any of your valves or that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
So what can we do over here at OSPTI to help manage your heart conditions? It's kind of exactly what you would think when you think of OSPTI. We're going to get you moving. We're going to get some exercise going. The CDC actually has, they call it Lifestyle Essential 8. And one of the top things in it is activity and getting active to help with your heart, right? Because the more that we move, the heart is a muscle, so we're working that muscle. So not only can we do physical therapy services, so like for a post-surgical case, so after a transplant or like bypass surgery, sometimes they'll send you to what they call cardiac rehab. And some clinics have like specialized cardiac rehab. Over at OSPTI, we do outpatient cardiac rehab, so that would be like a phase 2-3-ish. There's a couple different phases there. So if you are in phase 1, we can't do that, but we can do after phase 1. And then we also can just do getting you back to an active lifestyle. So we have our gym memberships and our pool memberships, which are really great to get that heart pumping and working. And then we also offer those classes, you know, over at the training center that can help you just learn those proper lifting techniques and proper, like finding the proper weight to challenge you, but also make sure that you're within what they call like your heart rate max. So especially over here at OSPTI, I think a lot of people like to come and work out at our gym because you're working out in the gym that's our therapy gym. So you're working out where all of the PTs and OTs are there and can see you. And I think that makes people feel a little bit better and a little bit safer too. So if you have any questions or are interested in services, especially regarding heart health, just give us a call. And our number is 218-641-7725.
Oh, man. Great information, as always, Brooke. And when it comes to heart health, you got all the bases covered over there. Brooke, listen, you have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
You too. Thank you.
That is Brooke over at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there each and every Wednesday at this time. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The USDA economist.